Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And to talk more about what the Packers need and who they may or may not get and who may or may not fit, Lance Zierlein of the NFL Network, the draft analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Lance, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing well. So as you guys all go through the mock drafts and you start to look at talent, we know that the Packers need a whole lot of defense. As guys start to fall and get placed, who looks like maybe a couple of candidates the Packers may be able to go after?
Well, I think Ed Oliver at number 12 is, from a defensive standpoint, that's one of the guys that could be there if he gets past number 9 at Buffalo, and Buffalo is rumored to have some interest in him. I think what he would do for the Green Bay Packers is what you can envision is Ed would potentially – be the replacement down the road for Daniels as a guy who is in the last year of his contract. He's, you know, not the biggest defensive lineman out there. Ed obviously is a little undersized as well, but both of them have the ability to get to the edges and rush and be interior rushers, and I think that's what Ed Oliver might be appealing to a team like Green Bay, especially in sub packages. You could work him in as a pass rusher early on in his career and let him get bigger and stronger before he ends up taking a starting job. So I think Ed Oliver would obviously be one of those guys. And then, you know, I mean, outside of Ed Oliver, from a defensive standpoint, if you're looking at the Green Bay Packers, I think there are some interesting defensive tackles out there. But honestly, I think I would rather – I mean, you could take a look at Christian Wilkins in the first, but I'm kind of the mind that this might be a draft where you want to wait until – maybe the second or third, because there is some depth at that position. And there are some other guys, you know, if TJ Hawkinson were to fall to the Green Bay Packers at number 12, I think he'd be a fantastic addition. It's just the question is, can he get past number 10 at Denver? So those are a couple of the names that, you know, I think make the most sense. I do think Christian Wilkins could. That's just a little early. And then Brian Burns is an edge rusher. I know a lot of people get excited about putting Brian Burns there. I just don't know if Green Bay's willing to pull the trigger at number 12 on a guy who played in the 220s during the season at Florida State. You've got to – he came into the combine close to 250. Then at his pro day, he was 242. So he was already a little lighter from the combine weight. So I think there is a concern about how much weight can he manage and keep on his frame, and can he even play on rundowns? And I think that's suspect. I think – Brian Burns is probably more of a designated pass rusher type, and I'm not sure that with a DPR you want to spend a number 12 pick with him.
I know it's kind of outside thinking and maybe more wishful thinking than anything, but I would love to see like a run early on and some of these teams that were thinking offense maybe go defense and see Juwan Taylor out of Florida, the big tackle, fall to the Packers, because I think he would solidify the opposite side of David Bakhtiari for years to come. Do you see any situation in which that happens?
Well, I mean, he obviously – so the two trigger spots to me are number 7, Jacksonville, and number 9, Buffalo. Those are the two where you could see tackle off the board. You could see it go Taylor and Andre Dillard in no particular order. And then number 11, the Bengals also have a needed tackle, the right tackle spot where either one of those guys could be the guy where Andre Dillard could go left side and move Cordy Glenn to the right side. So I think it's going to be difficult because 7 – 9 and 11 all also have tackle needs. And if one of those guys starts to fall, then you have the potential for a team to say, let's jump up there with number 11, Cincinnati, and let's make a trade. Because Cincinnati may be saying, look, we'd like to get our hands on Devin Bush. And if we could flip-flop, you know, let's say with number 17, I don't know, the Minnesota Vikings are at 18, let's do that because we still think we've got a chance at getting Devin Bush. So I do think that seeing Taylor or even Dillard slip, and especially Taylor probably, I think it's going to be tough to get him to 12 based on the three teams ahead of him that do need tackle.
In the meantime, the Packers, like you had mentioned, will be looking heavily into the defense. So, you know, it doesn't look, you could throw a dart at a dartboard and say we're going to hit a need. So what's in the middle linebacking core that's intriguing right now for the Packers to be looking at?
It's pretty gross. I mean, unless you want to go get Devin Bush at number 12, there's two inside linebackers that you feel good about. There's a third, Mac Wilson, who has some pretty good tape, but by the end of the year, it wasn't great. He has not had a good postseason process. He didn't run as well as expected. There was some concern by some teams about kind of some attitude at the combine. So then you get into Jermaine Pratt, and it's just this is not a good year to need a middle linebacker. If you do need it, you've got Devin White and Devin Bush, but outside of that, it really drops off with Mac Wilson having the talent. You just want to make sure the love of football matches up there. And then after that, I mean, you're really looking at, I don't know that you're going to have a big upgrade over what's already on the Green Bay Packer roster. That's a position that you don't want to have a need for this year, is the inside linebacker spot.
As far as the tight end goes, there's some other tight ends that could possibly be there for the Green Bay Packers. Because what about Irv Smith Jr., the tight end out of Alabama? If he's there, say at the bottom of the first round,
I think he makes a lot of sense for Green Bay because he's a multi tight end. He fits the mold of some of the tight ends we've seen there in the past at Green Bay. So you can flex him. You can run him. You can put him in the backfield. You can run him out with a wing spot. He can do some inline, although that's not going to be – he's not really the size to hold up at that position on the next level full-time. But you can move him around the formation and get him into space catching a pass. So I think 30, or if you traded out of the first and into the early part of the second, I do think Irv Smith is a tight end that makes sense there. And then at 44, Dawson Knox can play the combination tight end, which is going to be, you know, an inline blocker and a pass catcher. That's a little early for me, but I know that there are some teams that really have fallen in love with him after his workout and with his athletic traits. And then in the third round, at pick number 75, there's a kid named Kahale Warren from San Diego State that can also play kind of a combination role there. But this is a pretty decent year for tight ends. If Green Bay Packers want to address tight end in round 3, 4, or even 5, I do think they might be able to land – I'm sorry, they got 2 and 4. So I think any time between pick 75, 114, and 118, they could have a tight end there in the middle portion if they don't have a guy they really, really like with one of those first – you know, 3 picks in the first 44.
I'm talking with NFL Network analyst Lance Zierlein. You can follow him on Twitter at Lance Zierlein. Also, the NFL Network providing live coverage of the 2019 NFL Draft from Nashville, April 25th through the 27th. Looking forward to it. Talk about some of the things that you might be hearing or the needs you might be seeing regarding some of the teams in the division, predominantly the Bears and the Vikings.
Well, so as it pertains to, I'll start with the Vikings first. They've got to get their offensive line shoring up, and they've got two holes at guard, not just one. They've got two. They've really got to get better along the offensive line. So early on in the draft, they're going to have to take a look at offensive line, and it wouldn't surprise me if that's going to be the pick in the first round. I've also heard that, you know, it's a team that really would like to get a little stronger in the secondary and fortify their cornerback position. So that's another position that you can look for there with as far as that team is concerned. But I think the trenches are really where you're looking with Minnesota. Defensive line depth, especially along the defensive tackle spot, and then finding starting guards right away is going to be a big, big deal for them. As far as the Chicago Bears are concerned, you know, Chicago really has needed for a while, they've needed some safety help. And safety is going to be a position that they could look at. They don't have a pick in the first or second round. So what the Chicago Bears' needs are versus what they can get this year, I don't think they match up. I mean, their needs would include linebacker, not a great year at linebacker. They need some running back help now. I do think you can find some running back help at round 3, round 4, maybe even round 5. You could go find a guy who could help you out at that spot. And the same thing at tight end, which is another need for them. But if you are looking for additional linebacker help, if you're looking for safety help, find safety help. But as far back as they are picking, I'm not sure that's a guy who steps into the lineup right away and helps you out. Not into the third round. I think the guys you would need, and by the way, that's a later third round pick at 87. I think needing safety help right now. This is not a good year to have to draft late in the third round for that position. So it's going to be tougher for the Bears to assess their needs through the draft, at least for this year.
Always great to chat, Lance. Looking forward to the coverage via the NFL Network coming up on April 25th through the 27th. They can follow you on Twitter at Lance Zierlein as well. Great stuff. I certainly appreciate it. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Lance Zierlein of the NFL Network joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.